I am here in studio with Karen Paulette. She is the Marshfield Veterans Agent. Nice to see you today.
Nice to see you, Christine.
And we have a double shot today because we have Lisa Potts, the Assistant Director here in Marshfield with the veterans. So we appreciate you joining us the day after Halloween. And I'm sure we're all high on sugar from the candy. And you know, it's interesting. We were talking off air a little bit. You know, we try to do a lot with veterans offices in every town we cover. I'm always amazed about how much you folks do, but I'm also amazed that it seems like a lot of people don't really know the scope of what you do. So we're going to let people know a little bit about that as we approach Veterans Day, and I know you'll have some great answers for us. Now, Karen, a little bit about the Veterans Agent, what you do here in Marshfield. Do you just wait for people to come, and what do you offer?
I would say it's a combination, Christine. We can't always see the people that need our help, so it's our job to do some outreach to them, find these people that require benefits or services they may be unaware of. Also, there's veterans who don't know they're veterans. There's people out there that are in financial need but don't want to ask or need some kind of assistance but just don't know how to go about doing that. So we find ourselves to be a conduit to find those benefits if they do not have, if we don't have the power to give them, we find them a way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Lisa Potts, I think some people are not even aware, or maybe a family member might think, well, they didn't serve in a conflict, so they're not really a veteran. Yes, they are.
Correct. We actually came across that today, and it's disconcerting. I mean, it's sad to think that they don't think that, you know, they would be offered the benefits
right.
of it. You know, a combat veteran.
Well, tell me a little bit about when you say when offer services or benefits, Karen Paulette, what kinds of things can you direct them towards in as a veterans agent?
Sure. Depending on their needs, so disabled veterans, meaning a VA-rated disabled veteran, are offered certain benefits made for them. But as a veteran, there are financial programs out there that we can assist in them getting. There is housing benefits that they can get if they have trouble finding housing. We help displaced veterans who are living in their car or, you know, stumble upon us from another town. We don't turn anyone away. We will find help for these people. A lot of times we help spouses or children of veterans who are struggling to keep their parents or their spouse connected in a way to get these benefits. They don't know where to go. They don't know where to turn. And sometimes they just need that person to take the information and help them do the homework, because it's a lot of work to take care of an aging spouse that's, or an aging parent that's having struggles with finances or health conditions.
And you know, it's interesting, we were talking off air a little bit, Lisa Potts, and I mistakenly thought, well, I guess you just have a general list of everybody who's a veteran in town. You don't have
we
that.
We do not. We
and I think not. People would be surprised to know that. Well, don't you just, doesn't the government just automatically generate a list? They don't.
No.
How do you find your veterans?
It's a self-reporting system. I mean, if you don't come in looking for assistance, or you don't come into the assessor's office at town hall to pay your taxes, or go to the treasurer's office to pay a bill, it just stumble upon us.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we don't even know you're there.
So how do you deal with, okay, I'm just going to go out on a limb here, being that my parents have both passed away. My father was World War II veteran age. That's the generation that doesn't want to ask for anything, any help.
Correct.
So how do you deal with that?
Is it
a family member? Are they allowed to say, listen, can you talk to my father? Can you talk to my mother? She was a veteran. He
correct.
Was a veteran.
Yeah.
Is even like a neighbor or friend, can they do that?
Exactly. We would encourage that. If you know you have an aging veteran living on your street and you don't see a lot of comings and goings, you know, maybe they don't have children. Maybe they're living alone. Maybe they're housebound. Definitely give us a call. I mean, even sometimes the Council on Aging doesn't even know that they're there. But, you know, that's, you
right.
know, we need assistance.
You're like veterans people. Detectives a little bit, too.
A little bit.
Okay. I can
you.
See a TV show right here. I would love that.
We're no. looking for you. Come on in.
You know what I would love to say is we make special awareness within the town hall with, like, the assessor's office, the tax collector's office, the COA.
The clerk.
They're all in the clerk. They're all aware that we are striving to locate veterans in need. And if someone's having trouble paying their water bill, that will put a little light on, and that clerk will say, hey, why don't you go over and talk to the veterans? Are you a veteran? Are you a spouse of a veteran?
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of have the other offices in the know to keep an eye out for these things to help us move along and find these veterans.
Okay, there have been some very positive things happening here in town.
Yeah.
I saw you know, with this project happening with the veterans housing in that old cool antique building. That was what, a library like 100 years ago right there on the main road?
I think it started as an elementary school. And then
Hancock Payne at one point.
And Hancock Payne in the library. Yes. So it's changed hands a couple times before I came to Marshfield. So, but it's very exciting.
And that's going to be, I think you're having an official grand opening?
Yes.
And that's on Veterans
Day.
That is.
Veterans Day is going to be a very busy day this year. We're very excited. So we are having the grand opening of the home on Veterans Day at noon.
That's terrific. And there's what, you're going to have housing for 8 people. And I believe you already have those 8 people chosen. They already know who they are. Okay.
Yes.
Now, what do you need? I know that they've got furnishings and all that stuff taken care of.
Correct.
What could you use to help out with the vets in that group? What do you need for them?
I think at this very moment, the best thing that they could use would be gift cards to the local restaurants, the local shopping areas, you know, the Marshalls, the Kohl's, anywhere they can get to, because we don't know if they're driving. We don't know what their needs really are at this point. So providing them the means to get those things themselves once they're settled and realize the things that they need, I think, is going to be super helpful.
And they're right on that Gatra route, just
they
wave.
They are right on the Gatra.
Take me to Marshall's, my good man.
Mike
Something
Bradley
like that.
Was the one that came up with that whole, you know, concept of getting our town involved in the veterans homeless shelter for, not a shelter, the home with NeighborWorks, and that location was prime. It was perfect.
That's terrific.
It's right in the middle of everything.
You can walk to everything, and if you can't walk, you can hop on that, hop on that bus. Now, we've been talking a little bit about what you do. If people need to get a hold of your office, get find out more information, let you know about a vet that you think could use some of your services, how can they do that?
We have the first floor, town hall, first office on your right, and our phone number is 781-834-5576.
One more time.
781-834-5576.
That's terrific. And Karen Paulette, anything else you want to add today about as we approach this Veterans Day?
So we are hoping to see everybody out on 139 to enjoy the Veterans Day Parade, which kicks off at 10:30. And we're very excited this year. We have a lot of new entries, which is nice. And it should be a great day to celebrate our veterans.
And, of course, Veterans Day is the 11th day, 11, the 11th 11. Month. And that's rain or shine with the parade?
So the parade, in order to keep our veterans and the people safe, if it's going to be really inclement weather, the selectmen will make the decision to just have the ceremony inside. We plan for the parade to be outside, but, you know, if it's raining really bad and the weather is terrible, you know, these veterans, they're older. We'll come out rain or shine, and we don't want them getting sick,
of course,
you know, standing out in the rain and at the parade and ceremony.
And Lisa Potts, one more time, the phone number to contact the Veterans Day office.
781-834-5576.
And, of course, that's the Veterans Office right here in the town of Marshfield. That was Lisa Potts, the Assistant Director, and Karen Paulette, the Director of Veteran Services here in town. Ladies, you do a terrific job. And I'm Christine James. We're going to pop this up on our website, too. If you've got any questions, you can't remember the number, give us a call here at ATD. We'll direct you to the correct place.